Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to our mighty, wonderful Heavenly Father through our Savior Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we worship you and we praise you and thank you because you are the King of Kings and you're our King. Father, we praise you and thank you for Jesus that came to this earth to show us what we could do and who we were, how we should live, and he came as an example for us to follow because he told us that in 1 Peter 2:21. We are so grateful for his example of perfection and holiness, that if we will do the same things he did, we will do what he did while we are here on this earth. Lord, help us to walk in that. And we praise you and thank you for giving us revelation and wisdom. Thank you that everything that you gave and made available to Jesus is available to us. Now bless the word as it goes out today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. We're still talking about fear. This fear problem is a big problem in the church today. So many people live in fear. That's just like I walked into the grocery store the other day with my granddaughter. I had picked her up. She's 5 years old now. And I picked her up and put her in the basket. And I was going around buying some groceries. And a lady that goes to church out here in a local church that I know quite well, I've known her and her husband and family for years, she walked up and she said, "How's Caitlin?" I said, "Well, here she is. She's doing wonderfully well." I said, "Didn't the Lord do a beautiful, wonderful job on her?" She said, "Thurman, I don't see how you do it." She said, "If that had been my grandbaby, I would have lost her. There's no way I could have brought her back from the dead like you did." I said, "Well, I just stood on God's word with no fear or no doubt in my heart." I said, "After all, he's God and he made the promises. If I can't trust his word, I have a real problem." She said, "I know it." But she said, "I just couldn't have done it." Well, that was her problem. She didn't believe God's word. She believed that she couldn't do it. So the fear had crept in on her, and she's not believing God's mighty word. Now, what a shame that so much of the church today lives in that realm of fear. We will not take the time to spend in the intimate relationship with our King, to study his word, for him to give us the revelation that comes through the mighty word of the living God. When you wake up praising the King, you go to bed praising the King, you wake up in the middle of the night praising him, telling him how much you love him, and you're being intimate with him, he will just come all over you and flood you with himself. He loves for us to be intimate with him because he wants to be intimate with us. And I praise him for the privilege to serve him and to be one of his sons, and to think that he gave me this owner's manual, the word, which guarantees me that I can do all things because I have the mind of Christ. Nothing shall be impossible with me, the Lord says, because you're my son and you put me, the Most High God, first in your life. So why should we as sons and daughters of the King walk in fear? Now then, I'm going to tell you that if you walk in fear, fear releases the devil's power in your life. Now then, the devil loves to operate through fear. Oh, how he must laugh at us, the church. John 10:10 makes us an awesome statement. John 10:10 says, "The thief, which is Satan, comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But I, Jesus, come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly." Now, which one of those two realms do you want to live in? Anybody in their right mind would choose the second part, the great and abundant life that the King has provided. But it's so unfortunate that many people don't live there, people that are in the church. They live in fear. They live in fear of sickness. They live in fear of disease. They live in fear of losing their jobs. They live in all kinds of fear, and that fear invites the enemy in, and he comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. So this door that we leave open through fear, allows Satan to come in and do a terrible, devastating thing to us as children of the King. Now, have you ever stopped to think about it? And my poor mother, although she was a wonderful woman of God, bless her heart, she lived in a state of worry and fear so much. She never learned how to conquer that. But our worst misfortunes or fears usually never happen. We should not have fear or worry, because most of our torments and miseries come from anticipating what might happen. Many times, most of the time, it does not happen at all. You hear people just say, oh my goodness, what if I don't pass my final test at school? I won't graduate this year. Well, don't be in that realm of fear. All you got to do is study, and you won't have to be concerned. You know you'll pass the test. Begin to say, Lord, thank you that you're my Lord and my God. I have the mind of Christ. I'm going to study hard. I know you're going to give me great and wonderful revelation how to pass these tests. And I'm going to be a straight-A student, Father, in Jesus' name. And if you begin to confess that, you will be amazed at what you can do. So whatever you do, don't get over into fear and begin to worry. Because they that are in great fear, where no fear was. There they are in great fear where no fear was. And that's written in Psalms 53:5. Why do we get off into that? People just worry. They just don't know who their king is. They don't know what he has provided. Now, as we fear, we allow what we don't want to happen to be manifested. Because you are opening a door to the enemy, and you will allow into your life these bad things to happen because we are operating in fear as the opposite of faith. If we operate in fear, we are opening our lives or the doors of our lives to the very things we don't want to happen. We are bringing this reality into being by our worry and our fear. Now then, don't open that door. Don't walk in worry and fear. Now, fear comes from ignorance or lack of knowledge of God's Word. Now then, that is confirmed in the Word of God in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. In Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And then the second part of that verse says, because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject your children. Now, folks, that is a very devastating thought when you think about that. So whatever you do, don't live in the area of the lack of knowledge. People say, but Thurman, I don't know the Word of God like you do. Well, get over it. I didn't know the Word of God either 20, 25 years ago. And whenever I began to realize I didn't know anything about God's Word, I began to study God's Word. But that's just like the day I walked into the classroom to become an engineer. When I began to study, I realized how little I knew. But as I consumed the books and the manuals, begin to read and learn and ask those professors many questions. Some of those were tough questions. Some of them had to go out and find my answers for me. Some of them didn't have the answer till the next day. But I caused them to study. I had one professor tell me, he said, I am so glad this semester's over and you're out of this class. I said, why, sir? He said, because I've had to do more studying than I've ever done in my life. He said, you ask the most complex questions of any human being I've ever had come through this class. He said, well, really, it was good for me because with no one asking those questions, I wouldn't go and do the digging I needed to do. But he said, you caused me to learn a great deal about this subject myself. I said, well, praise the Lord. I didn't know I was causing you to do that, sir. I just had questions, and I wanted answers. And he said, son, you keep asking those questions. and you'll go a long ways in life. Well, that's what I come to do, to learn. When I went to school, I went there to learn. And praise God, those guys that are teaching, it's supposed to have all the answers. So I didn't hesitate to ask them. So, you know, from a lack of knowledge, God's people perish. Well, I didn't want to get into a career field and get out there and not have the answers. I wanted to know what I was talking about. And that wasn't near as important as knowing God's word. The devil don't care what you do in the world, in the physical world, but he cares what you do in the spiritual realm. So he will destroy you at a young age, more than likely, if you do not learn God's word and who you are. He will put this fear upon you. Now, fear operates by the same spiritual laws as faith operates, but it operates in reverse. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, Hebrews 11:1 makes that statement. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Well, fear is the substance of things not hoped for. So, as we fear, the things we don't want to happen are brought into manifestation and are given substance in our life because we are operating a counter force to faith. Now, if we are operating in fear, we are actually bringing this reality into our life because fear is most definitely a spiritual force. Now, fear is actually a spirit. For the Word of God in 2 Timothy 1:7. Now, I've made this statement several times in this last week about this, but this statement that I've made several times is found in 2 Timothy 1:7. For the Lord told us in 2 Timothy 1:7, says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." So, if God has not given us a spirit of fear, then there is a spirit of fear. And guess who that comes from? The enemy. So don't receive it from him. You have power and authority over the spirit of fear. Just rebuke him in the name of Jesus and command that spirit of fear to get out of your house because you are a son or a daughter of the King of the universe. And Satan can do absolutely nothing to you that you don't give him the right to do with your tongue. So remember who you are in Christ. We've come to the end of a day. I'd like to invite you to call me for audio and video tapes at 940-242-2106. Also, I'd like to invite you out to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. We're located at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Come expecting the Lord to do a miracle for you.